I mean, I love working with Cliff. You know, me and him have a special relationship. You know, we kind of built that over these past 2 years. And, you know, I kind of just wish I was out there more to play for him this past year. So, I mean, that's kind of the focus for me in this offseason.
Jaden Daniels talking Cliff Kingsbury. He and Cliff had a very close relationship. Worked very tightly together over the last couple of years. They're early risers who get to the facility first. Cliff's like a get-to-work at 3:35 in the morning guy. He and Jaden, you saw it on Hard Knocks, I think, actually, but they have this thing they do in the bubble together where they, you know, walk and go through all of the different plays for practice ahead of time and both watch the tape and would text each other all hours of the night and kind of football junkies. They had a really, really good rapport. Yesterday, Daniels was asked about Kingsbury, and as the franchise quarterback said, he wanted him here. Now, Joe Burrow, as an example, in Cincinnati, who is a former MVP-type yep. player, I don't think he's won one yet, but like has had that MVP season a couple years ago, and who has been in a Super Bowl and is considered a Mount Rushmore top four guy in the league right now. It's been said that the reason Zach Taylor is with the Bengals is that he went to ownership and basically said, I want Zach Taylor here. That's my guy. I don't want him going anywhere. They didn't want to ruffle Burrow's feathers. They kept Zach Taylor. I don't know that Daniels went to Josh Harris and the ownership group. I doubt he did. He's only in his second year. He's coming off of a disappointing season. But he publicly, when asked about it, endorsed Cliff Kingsbury to stay. Beyond that, and I always provide the caveat, Danny, yep. that I don't love bringing like players' families and stuff into it, but this is a different beast. Jaden Daniels' mom, who's involved in his representation and who, you know, does public appearances and stuff as like a celebrity, like fan of the team and mother of the player, she tweeted just 2 days ago, after we heard that there was a dispute between the GM and Kingsbury and they were at odds, she came out and said, headed in the right direction, reposting after the win in week 18. Let's go, exclamation points, officially loading JD5 Cliff Kingsbury season 3. That was a pretty clear endorsement
yes.
that I want him back, that my son presumably wants him back, that the Jaden Daniels camp is saying, let's go, Cliff Kingsbury's our guy. We already knew that they were really close. Cliff, I've been told all along, was maybe the biggest supporter of Jaden's in the building before the draft as well, was hugely an endorser of bringing Jaden Daniels in here. Then you had the report today to just further set this up from Jordan Schultz, Fox Sports. Sources, my understanding is that key Commanders offensive players, including quarterback Jaden Daniels, are disappointed with the team's decision to part ways with Cliff Kingsbury. Daniels vouched for him to stay in his presser on Monday and was among those blindsided by the move. Offensive players on the team figured the only way Kingsbury would be gone is if he got a head coaching job. So I present all of that to set this up to ask, does it matter to you guys that Daniels is apparently frustrated by this decision, yes or no? 800-636-1067. Should he have had a say in whether Kingsbury stayed or went as a soon-to-be third-year quarterback who looks like the face of the franchise? And should he be involved or have a say in who they bring in here next as the OC to call plays for him? 800-636-1067.
So to me, it's a data point. And I don't know when this crosses over into that's just what we're going to do. I don't have a hard and fast rule on that. And I wish I did. I wish I had a stronger take. I would take it under advisement, but it would not be a governing factor.
Would you for me seek him out to talk to him? You're Adam Peters. You're Dan Quinn. You're sitting down today to make this big decision. Would you go to Jaden and say, hey, what do you think? Privately, I don't care what you said at the press conference yesterday. I want to know, what are Cliff's strengths? What are his weaknesses? What do you like? What don't you like? What would you change? Because if you go to him and he backs him and you know he's ride or die and then you don't do it, that probably doesn't feel great to him either.
No. So, but it's also, you know, that borders on trotting candidates for the defensive coordinator job past the defensive coordinator while he's still in his office. You know what I mean? You don't want to go behind the back too many times of guys that might get fired and figure out what people think about them. Like, there's got to be a happy medium there.
When it's mutual,
yeah,
there is interest in Cliff in operating anyway. Like, they knew on the inside this was coming, in other words.
Yeah.
They knew this meeting was coming, that it may end this way, that it was very possible he was leaving. I don't think it would have been out of bounds especially after that presser when he said what he did or didn't say yesterday, for him to go to Daniels to just get some input before the meeting where they were going to determine his
fate. Yeah, so I'm going to use the exit interviews, the conversations I have as, you know, part of my data set in terms of, but there is a time when a quarterback reaches that superhuman, super saiyan, whatever you want to call it, level where I go, if he wants him, that's who's here. He's not there.
So
and it's not his
Mahomes
fault.
Mahomes says, I want Matt Nagy brought back in to be the OC. You go.
Then I go, okay.
You would give him that input.
When you are on the discussion list of the greatest of all time, then you've got more outsized input. It's about making you happy and rival. I'll try to present my case otherwise, but you know, having him be disgruntled torpedoes everything. So I don't know that I would 100% do that, but again, it would be a far more weighted data point than this one would be. It's not to diminish what Jaden Daniels has done already and what I think he will do, but the analogy I used when we were talking about this before the show, you know, hours ago, is my 12-year-old son doesn't know what he doesn't know yet. He hasn't experienced all the different things. When he tells me his preference, I'll say, thank you, but you're not having donuts for dinner. I know why you don't yet. Daniels hasn't had multiple different systems at this level, hasn't had, gone through this cycle, et cetera. It hasn't had four different OCs in however many years or whatever. That's probably to the good, by the way. But maybe a new system would be great for you. Might also be terrible. We don't know. But I want to hear from him. I want to hear about his experiences, et cetera. And I also need to know that if I'm going to make this move, I've got a better option for him, whether he knows it yet or not.
It's also really hard for players, in my experience, seeing how this works, to not allow relationships to infiltrate their thinking on who they want to stay and go. And that's not a anti-player thing. That's anything. If CK came to you to get your input on continuing to do the show with me or not, positively or negatively, depending on the day, perhaps, mm-hmm. like our relationship would be a factor in your answer to that. It's not black and white. It's not easy. If you really like Toby and he goes, hey, how do you like Toby in that role? Do you want to keep working with Toby or should we move him to this show? I would go, I love Toby. Of course I want Toby. If it's someone you don't know, you can give them, you know, an honest evaluation. Right. Players are buddies. Players are friends. And in this case, I think Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury have a really close, really tight relationship. The maturation necessary for you to feel that way about someone and to still not endorse them would be pretty insane, no? And so I bring that up to say, like, Aaron Rodgers is a great example of this. How many times are you going to go get Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb and, like, let's just get the band together. Let's bring all these dudes in here because these are my buddies with the Jets. Like, that's what he did as a GM. Guys that make you feel comfortable. You see it with coaches all the time. So that's why I don't really do the quarterbacks get much of a say thing. But I do find the backdrop so interesting and so fascinating right now that Daniels is going into this vital year three, this absolutely critical third season, and he's going to have to learn a new offense. And he basically asked for that continuity to keep his guy, and you said no. And if they're as tight as it's always been said that, you know, that my perception is and what I've been told is actually the case behind the scenes with those two, that they're like, you know, maybe closest confidants in the building in terms of like the hours they put in and when they're there and mm-hmm. how they go about it. You saw their little walkthrough on Hard Knocks. I'm sure Jaden's going to be just fine. He's a big boy. He's not the first guy to have to learn a new offense. But I just wonder how frustrated he will be by this decision.
Yeah, especially with the timing of with the last 48 hours, I've already made my... unbeknownst to me, somebody stuck a mic in my face and I said, I like this guy. He's that dude. I really like working with him. I learned a lot. And then he's gone. It just
doesn't look good.
It doesn't look great.
Well, and the mom's tweet, man. I keep bringing this up because I really believe this was a significant thing. To go out of your way mm-hmm. when the public story is coordinator versus GM and take a side of the coordinator shortly before he's the dismissed, was a choice. I mean, literally, you had the choice to send a tweet about Cliff, which you've never done before, I don't think.
Right.
And it wasn't, can't wait for JD5's year three. You know, season three for Jaden loading. It was season three for Jaden and Cliff loading. It would have been weird, maybe, even if the report hadn't already dropped that he might be out. But you wouldn't have maybe thought much of it. Because it was one day after a report that they may not bring him back, it was clearly taken, as it should have been, very obviously as an endorsement and as a attempt to say they should bring Cliff Kingsbury back for year three. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Imagine if the agent of Caleb Williams said that, and then they fired Matt Eberflus or what. Like, that would be a story. And that's essentially what happened with Daniels and with his mom, Ms. Jackson, on social media.
It's again, it's not a regular, I don't know how to say it. It's like when we used the example yesterday, but both pretty much at the same time said, it's not as if Sam Cosby's mom was like, I'm excited for next year for Sammy. You know, this is different.
And Bobby Johnson.
Yeah.
But if she's like year three of Sam Cosby and Bobby Johnson.
And Bobby Loading, I guess. Yeah. But this is the de facto agent, or at least part of the management team for the quarterback who's got outsized importance in the organization. So yeah, it is certainly not nothing. It's not a foot in the mouth thing. You know, they're not involved in the decision-making process of who the OC is. But to basically go, I stand by this product, 40 seconds later, there's a recall on the product. It just doesn't look great. You know, and again, it's not their fault. Talking about Daniels' camp there, he and his mom. But it just, I'd be a little bit miffed if that was the case, right, as to how it happened, just again, because of the timing.
All right, so let's hit the phones on this next. 800-636-1067. The question for you guys is, should Daniels have input on whether Kingsbury came back or not? He wanted him back. And should he have input on who the next OC is? I actually feel more likely to say yes to the second one than the first one. In other words, keeping Cliff or not, I'm less inclined to say he should have much to do with, but the relationship he's going to have with this next coordinator is so paramount, and this third year for him is so significant that I do think you want him on the same page with whoever this OC is going to be. So that he should be involved in the process in some capacity. He's not getting to pick the person,
right,
but I would want him involved in whoever's coming in here next. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny.